ओम शांति। बिकमिंग एन अथॉरिटी ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस, ऑन कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज, पावर गिव्स अस highest knowledge, most elevated knowledge, and its proof is having alaukik experiences or spiritual experiences. Because Baba has said, the authority of experience is the highest authority. Without having experiences, we feel ourselves empty. But as much the prosperity of spiritual experiences is increasing, gradually and gradually we are moving towards our perfection and completions. Those souls have the treasure store of spiritual experiences. They would experience unshakable stage while being in up evil situation at the end. And they will get this golden chance, which chance they would be able to do unlimited service. In that situation, upheaval situation, they will maintain unshakable stage, and through that unshakable stage they would be able to serve unlimited souls. They would be able to do service through the mind. And they would be the instrumental in the task of revealing Baba at the end. That is why one must keep on increasing the treasure store of spiritual experiences in our spiritual life. What are the signs of an experienced soul? There are mainly 5 signs we can observe in the life of an experienced soul. For an experienced soul keep flying in highest intoxication. as in this world, those are rich people. They are having lots of wealth, physical wealth. Anybody can see the intoxication of the physical wealth on their face. In the same way, experienced soul's face would have lots of spiritual intoxication, higher intoxication on their face. That is a proof that they are having lots of prosperity of spiritual experiences in their life. The glory of prosperity and contentment would be visible on the face of an experienced soul. Second sign. Experiences makes our life interesting and fascinating. We are observing sometimes souls are coming to Baba. Becoming Baba children for 2, 3, 4 years, and then they are going away. Why? Because of lack of spiritual experiences, they feel bored in their life. But experiences can make our life interesting and fascinating. Sadness can never touch to the such type of the souls. Their life is always full with zeal and enthusiasm all the time. Because this is the sign of very good efforts maker. Maintaining all the time very good zeal and enthusiasm in all the situations constantly. Third sign. Soul high, elevated stage in his life. He always remains busy in self progress. He never wastes his energy and valuable time in gossiping, talking with others, talking about others, seeing at others. No. He is always remaining busy in his self-progress. And that is why everybody likes his company. They are thinking that if I would be in the company of this person, then I can get something, some help. Some cooperation I can get from this person. Because in this confluence is most invaluable treasures are the treasure of thought and treasure of time. They never waste these two treasures in waste things. They are taking full benefit, maximum benefit of each and every second of this confluence age. Because this is the time, only this is the time of earning spiritual income throughout the cycle. And only we are getting once, chance only once for earning this spiritual income. This sort of realization would be always in his heart. Fourth sign. An experienced soul makes many other souls worthy of receiving blessings. When experienced souls is sharing his experience with others, other souls can get courage and zeal for getting that type of the experiences in his life. When I was baby in this Gyan knowledge, in 1973 I came to Madhuban. I was always thinking how is it possible to maintain purity throughout the life. But when I came here and I saw the face of one brother is glowing and he shared some experiences about purity me, then I really got lots of realization and courage to get that type of the experience of purity in my life. Because an experienced souls become the motivator for hundred and thousand souls. That is why an experienced soul is always receiving blessings from many souls and moving forward towards his destination of perfection. Fifth sign. An experienced soul's reach towards the perfection safely. He is experiencing in his life the treasure of experiences is a key to the success. That is why he is moving always safely towards his goal, towards his perfection. Maya never cheat him, Maya never deceive him. He never wanders in the lane and by lane of Maya. These are the five signs of an experienced soul. If you are practicing on a particular aspect for getting an experience on a particular aspect, then automatically you are experiencing perfection, you are experiencing authority, you are experiencing mastery, you are experiencing command on that aspect. That is why we should keep on increasing the treasure store of experiences all the time in this spiritual life. Because an experienced soul is always living in present. He never get worries about the past and future. He always lives in the present and he always receives maximum benefit of every bit of this life. As much the treasure of experiences is increasing, that much we are becoming fearless. Becoming fearless is a very important aspect. Those are going to become a king of king, first quality they would have fearlessness. Because if we would have any sort of fear in our heart, any sort of fear in our heart, we never become dear of God and we never remain near to the God. That is why we must remove the fear from our life. Now, there are eight areas in which we have to increase the spiritual experiences all the time and we must become the authority in those areas. In eight aspects, we must keep on increasing experiences, spiritual experiences all the time. And we must become the master. First area is that experience of incorporeal world. Incorporeal world is our true home, is our real home, is our sweet home. But we must go there. We must be there. And we must feel the vibrations of that incorporeal world. And as much the long time we are being there, we feel ourselves belonging that place. And then, by the result of that, we can go there in a second. Whenever we want, we can be there in a second. That is why very often we must go there with the intellect, we must be there, we must feel the vibrations of that place in a very real way. And we must increase the authority on that experience. Second aspect, experience of subtle region. Angelic world. In fact, on this confluence age, which is our home, Vivi and Ben, on this confluence age, which is your home, Your title is Brahma Kumari, Vivian, Brahma Kumar, this and this. Means our father is Brahma. Where my father is living, that is my home. That is why at present time my home is subtle region. I must be there. I must experience the vibrations of that region. And I must have right on that region. Have you the long time you are staying there? You can claim your right. We must use that region as long as possible. In this confluence age, because when we are using that region, we can develop our angelic stage and we can experience different relationship with Baba in that region only. That is why we must go there and we must claim our right being there. Third experience. Experience of golden age, golden world. Baba explained everything about golden age, till from morning, from Amrut Vela till night, how we are spending our whole day. Baba explained everything very detail in Murli already. That is not just for knowledge level. We must experience golden age life here. We must imbibe that royal sanskar, golden age sanskar here in this confluence age. Then only we can get very good status there in golden age, because we are getting birth on the basis of the sanskars. Those souls would have royal sanskar, gentle sanskar, noble sanskar, then automatically they would get birth in that type of the family. We must immerse that sanskar. We must imbibe that sanskar in the soul. We must feel ourselves as I am in golden age, I am experiencing my golden age life now. Fourth aspect, experience of an angelic stage. Because as much we are increasing the experience of angelic stage, the intensity of light is increasing, and gradually we are going towards our perfect angelic stage. That is why we must keep on increasing the experience of angelic stage. And we must increase the intensity of radiating the divine light gradually and gradually. Brahma Baba now have perfect angelic stage. He's a perfect angel. But while being in Madhuban, Baba was experiencing angelic stage often and often. On that basis, he achieved that perfect angelic stage. In last season, Baba has said in one murli, anyhow you should immerse the samskar of an angel. Anyhow you should immerse the samskar of an angel this year. And this year also, Baba often and often is emphasizing on this aspect. Experience angelic stage. Become an angel. Experience angelic stage. Why? What is the secret behind it? Huh, Lenny Ben? Huh? Huh, Boxster? Sister Boxster from Boxster? Huh? So much. Now Baba really wants to use us in unlimited service. Because through angelic stage only you can become unlimited instrument. You can fly anywhere, you can travel anywhere, and you can serve any area of this world globe. In abroad particularly, there are memorials of angels. Huh, Chubai? Lots of memorials of angels. Why? Because we all, Baba children, had lots of souls, these worldly souls, through our angelic stage. But there are two main qualities of an angel. First quality, angel is having all the time the body of light, divine light. That is the first quality. And second quality, angels having all the relations with God only. Experiencing, instead of this physical body, experiencing body of divine light all the time, and experiencing all relationship with God one only. with Baba only. Transferring our true heartly love towards Baba, towards God, towards no one else. Experiencing my whole world is Baba only. Because angels are the special instrument of God, the spiritual army of God. Wherever there is a problem, where there is a big some storm or problem, the angels are flying there and helping these souls. In Mexico, there was a big, huge earthquake. More or less in 1985. 150,000 persons left body in that earthquake. And in those days, Mohini Ben in Madhuban, she was offering bhog to Baba. And Baba has shown one scene, the trans messenger sister, on a big mountain. The person who left body, they were there, Baba immersed them. The scene was horrible. They were asking, we want peace, we want power, we want peace, we want power. Because by force they left their body, they left their property, they left their relatives. You just think how much peaceless would be that souls. And on one mountain Baba maintained the group of BK brothers and sisters in angelic form. And Baba has said, not for yourself, but for the sake of such type of the souls, maintain powerful stage, yoga stage, and help them. And the number of such type of the untimely souls would increase gradually and gradually in this world. You should help them. You should give them peace. You should fulfill their desire. And now problems are increasing all over the world. The number of untimely death souls is increasing. That is why we must be ready for such type of the unlimited service. We must immerse that sanskars of an angelic stage. Last year, Baba had given us wonderful three dresses. Dress of Brahmin life, dress of an angel, and dress of deity. Baba has said that keep on using these dresses. Dress of an angel, dress of a Brahmin, and dress of deity. As much you would keep on wearing these dresses, then automatically you can lose the awareness of this physical body, physical dress. That is a gift which we receive from Baba, but we must use this dress in wearing scars. Fourth aspect, experience of soul conscious stage. three world, and this fourth one is a soul conscious, experience of soul conscious stage. As much we are increasing the experience of soul conscious stage, then automatically we are moving towards our perfect soul conscious stage. And we could feel ourselves very close to our karmati stage. What is the perfect soul conscious stage? Being 100% soul stage and 0% body consciousness. No more awareness of this physical kocham. My existence in this world is just a point of divine light. This is my true existence in this world. Completely beyond this kocham, physical kocham, body. Because at the end, the situation would be shaky. Lots of problems would be there around us. And in that situation, we must be in soul conscious stage in a second. And it really needs long time period of practice. As much we are practicing this soul conscious stage, we feel command, we feel authority, we feel mastery on this aspect. Soul conscious stage, with all qualities, with all powers. What? All the qualities, experiencing all the qualities, original qualities of the soul. Peace, bliss, happiness, love, knowledge, light, might, all. And with all powers. Fifth aspect. Experience God. Experiencing Baba's form and experiencing Baba's company. Two things are there. Very clearly and very closely we must feel, we must visualize Baba's form in Paramdham, in soul world, very closely and very clearly. We must visualize and deeply how Baba's personality is, how Baba's mind is, how Baba's intellect is, so pure, so divine, so far-sighted, and how Baba's personality, unique personality, extraordinary personality. We must visualize very clearly. Why this is necessary? Because whenever we want, we can visualize Baba in a second. If I'm visualizing Baba's form often and often, then I can immerse Baba anytime, in a second. I can visualize Baba. Baba's beautiful form would be in front of my eyes. And second aspect, experiencing his company, that is yoga. Now Baba has said that this is the time of experiencing volcanic yoga. Volcanic yoga. extremely powerful yoga stage. Time of having ordinary yoga is over. This is the time of having really powerful yoga stage. For the experience of volcanic yoga, we must have tremendous love for Baba. We must experience oneness with Baba, combined with Baba concentration. We must feel very close to Baba and combine with Baba. Because on one hand Baba is ocean of love, and on the other hand Baba is the ocean of power. Then automatically powerful stage can convert powerful stage of yoga. First of all, we must get lost in the ocean of love. Seventh aspect. Experience of all relationship with God, all relationship with Baba. We have to imbibe that samskaras now in the soul. Why? Because we have to play different role throughout the cycle. You can be sometime mother, you can be child, you can be father, you can be husband, you can be wife, you can be, you have to play any role throughout the cycle. And that is why you must imbibe that all samskaras here. By experiencing different relationship with Baba. What? Yeah. The main object of experiencing relationship with Baba means what? We must transfer our complete love towards Baba only. 100% love only towards Baba. I must not share my love towards any physical being or not with any physical things. My true heartly love is only for Baba. And for that, we must keep on in experiencing different relationship with Baba. Fill your heart with true godly love. If your heart would be full with true godly love, then your intellect will not wander here and there. When full, then Maya will not pull you. Maya will not make you full, F-O-O-L, full. Because you are full. And eighth area is experience of service through mind. Because very soon in future we have to do lots of service to the mind. And if we develop our experience now, then we can become master. Our dadis, senior dadis, they are doing service to the mind, they are getting success positively. But when we are doing service to the mind, some sort of doubt is there in the corner of our mind. Oh, I am doing service to the mind, but I may get success or I may not. That type of the doubt must not be there. And for that, we should keep on increasing the experience of service to the mind. This is the time of establishing wholesale business, worldwide business. No more retail business. Wholesale business means service to the mind. Huh? In this way, we must really keep on increasing the experiences in this area. And as much we increase the treasure store of experiences, then we could feel authority in our life. Authority means Master Almighty authority soul. Knowledge is a theory. Experience is a practical proof of that theory. Knowledge is a light, and experience is a might. That is why we have to become might house and lighthouse. Angel means lighthouse and might house. Stage. Angel means flying, experiencing flying stage all the time. Not in jail of Maya anymore. Few days ago, I discussed about the volcanic stage of yoga in Pandavon. I conduct class with foreigners, brothers, sisters in meditation hall, and I discussed some points. I gave them clear concept about the volcanic form of yoga. Because at Amrut Vela or in evening, we must have that type of the powerful yoga, volcanic form of yoga. Huh? Any question regarding this aspect? Yes. Service to the mind. Service to the mind.
How do you do service to the mind? Is it through the angelic?
There are three ways of doing service to the mind.
Which
Which time? Yeah. First, there are three methods of doing service to the mind. First method, service through our aura. Wherever we are going, our aura is working. We must develop powerful soul conscious stage. Wherever you would be present, your vibrations, your aura is working. Second method is service through the angelic stage. You are sitting here, but your angelic form is flying somewhere. Where you want to go there, you can fly, you can soar. On the globe, like a Hanuman or like an aeroplane, you can fly, like a helicopter. Dadi Prakash Mani Dadi says, she left body, we got 13 messages in 13 days, and one day we got message, at Amrit Vela, Dadi is emerging world globe in front of her, she is in angelic form, and she is giving sakas to the souls. Through her angelic form, she is giving sakas to the souls. And you can fly also. And third, Baba is there, son of knowledge. You are sitting beside Baba. You are also master son of knowledge. You are receiving light and might from Baba and reflecting that light and might on the world globe where there are many stars, living stars, souls are there. You are showering that souls with the shower of peace, shower of power, shower of purity. This is the third method. But when we have to do that, Baba has said that whenever you are free in a daytime, you have to do this practice of service to the mind. But at Amrit Vela, we must charge first our battery 4 to 4-5 and then 15 minutes 45 to 60 or more, you can do service to the mind. At Amrit Vela, first fill powers in the soul and then donate that power. And in evening you can do service to the mind anytime also. But at Amrit Vela is the Vela, is the time of receiving nectar of power from Baba, ocean of power. That is why we must feel that powers in the self. Within the self, then we can serve others also. Can we have a very special experience of yoga now? For a while? Yes? First question, okay? Subtle region. I asked these questions to Gulyar Dadi because Gulyar Dadi had the vision of subtle region first time in our yajna. I asked her, how is really that region? She said that beyond the sun and moon and star, there is a region where there is always snow white, bright, divine light. And vibrations of purity all over the region. Okay? And the language, the communication of angels is through the signal of the eyes and through the movements of the lips. This is a communication language. And all the activities are going in such religion on the basis of the thought power. Whatever the scene Baba wants to create, Baba can immerse that on the basis of thought power, and Baba can give the experience, very real experience to the trans messenger sister there. That is why we must immerse like this, and we must go there, and I, the soul, is wearing this dress of an angel, dress of divine light, same shape, but light dress. And you feel that vibration. That's it. Yes? solver, solver. Volcanic stage solver. Yeah. Powerful seed stage means all powerful seed stages, volcanic stage. That is in solver. If you want clarity, 1 hour class is there by Atam Prakash. Yeah, volcanic stage. Yeah. Churning knowledge, and then in the so through churning. Okay, after having yoga, you can churn if you want. Okay, churning can increase the depth of knowledge. There are two powers, realization power and transformation power. At every step, we need to have these two powers. If you really want to progress in this spiritual life, you must have these two powers, realization power and transformation power. Realization power is related with knowledge, and transformation power is related with yoga. As much the churning power is increasing of knowledge, a depth of knowledge is increasing, that is your realization power is increasing. And after having the realization, if you want to change that samskar or weakness or drawback, then you need to have yoga power, powerful yoga. Then only you can change that samskar, you can transform that samskar. Through churning, you can get only clarity, depth of knowledge, but you cannot purify the soul. Through yoga only you can purify, you can burn the sins. Clear, sister? Okay. In that picture? You mean in that picture, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar? Because as much we are becoming subtle and subtle and subtle, more subtle, then we reach finally in subtle region. When we are traveling from here, from this physical world, then you can go through that subtle stages, and finally then you can be there in subtle region where everywhere there is no white light, bright light. But the sky, the color of the sky is blue. Then you can feel different sort of colors in between. And after that, finally, in subtle region, you can feel white color, snow white, bright color, divine color. This is not related with color. Important thing is that experiencing the body of divine light. Angel means white light. Evil means dark light. He will have always black aura, dark light. Now, can we have really powerful yoga now for few minutes? Then if you don't mind, can you stand up and some charge your body little? Because the vibrations of sleep. Okay, do some exercise. Try to touch the sky with your palm. Little jogging on the
4 times you should follow me, you should chant the mantra of Om. In the beginning of Yajna, our senior dadis, they were baby, they used to chant the mantra of Om. And they used to go in trance, they used to get the vision of angel, vision of golden age, vision of a subtle region, whatever. The method of chanting the mantra of Om is visualize very clearly point of light in the center of forehead, and thought is coming from that point of light, and that thought is converting in the form of the voice,
and coming out in the waves of Om, sound of Om in the atmosphere. But voice is coming from the soul. Thought is transferring in that Om, form of the Om. What is the benefit of chanting Om mantra? First benefit, if you chant, your mind and body and atmosphere will be purified. Automatically you can purify. And second benefit, you can develop your concentration power for experiencing soul conscious stage or for experiencing Baba's company. You can develop your concentration. That is also benefit of chanting mantra. That is why now 3-4 times we will chant the mantra. Okay, join with me. Say visualize clearly point of light, then say Om. Once more, visualize your original form, sparkling star, and then say once more, please. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead that I am twinkling star. I am a sparkling star. I am a wonderful star. I am a living star. I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. And experiencing beautiful aura of divine light surrounding me. I am a peaceful point of light. spreading the waves of peace. Experiencing the depth of peace. I am a pure point of divine light, spreading the fragrance of purity, experiencing blissful stage. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, incorporeal form, the point form. I am a very tiny and shining point of light. As there are stars in the sky, I am a living star on this world globe. Baba is a supreme star and I am a super star. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world globe, flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. I arrived at an angelic world. How beautiful is this angelic world. Everywhere there is a snow white, bright divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. How beautiful and light is this dress of an angel. Oh, my sweet Brahma Baba is in his perfect angelic form in front of me. My dearest dad, Shiv Baba also present in his forehead. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I I, the soul, become lost in the ocean of love. I become lost in Baba's arm. Oh, my long lost and found child, I am really very happy because I found my child, my lovely child. Most welcome here in this world of an angel, and experience any relationship with me at any time. And fill your heart with true godly love. Experience me sometimes as your father. Experience true fatherly love from me. Experience me sometimes, your supreme teacher, and fill your heart, fill your apron of your intellect with the invaluable jewels of knowledge. Oh, I am proud of my perfect teacher. He is giving me special tuition. My intellect is becoming divine and divine. Sweet child, experience me as your preceptor. Experience the land of blessing on your forehead. Spend your whole day under the canopy of my preceptor. Sometimes experience me as your friend. Share the feeling of your hearts with me and feel very light and happy in my company. I, the soul, is living the dress of an angel and flying towards the soul world. Oh, how beautiful is this, my sweet home, my true home. Everywhere there is a golden ray, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiva Baba is in front of me. is the most beautiful being in this world. I'm just enjoying his beauty. He become the light of my eyes. Power is my whole world. In the world of my heart, there is only one Baba. Baba, oh my sweetest Baba, you are so gentle, so generous, so merciful. You are giving me everything which I really need. I love you, Baba. I like you, Baba. I fell madly in love with Baba. So that no one and nothing can separate me from Baba. I feel oneness with Baba. I feel combined with Baba. I become lost, deeply lost in an ocean of love. I don't know where am I. I am deeply lost in ocean of love with Baba. Baba is the son of knowledge. He is unlimited source of spiritual energy. His ocean of powers. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power through the shower of powers in me. I am receiving and receiving and receiving tremendous power from lighthouse and mighthouse power, and in the fire of volcanic, my senses are burning away. I feel very light and happy. I am receiving constantly the shower of powers on me. The battery of my soul is recharging. Baba, I receive lots of power from you. Baba, I have one more desire. That there must be constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart, so that I can sing the songs of your praise at every moment of this confluence. You are my best companion, Baba. I love your company. I like to be in your company, Baba. I, the soul, is returning towards this corporeal world. And entering in this physical body, sitting in the center of my forehead, I am Master Almighty Soul. Truly, I am a powerful soul, and spreading the waves of spiritual energy in this atmosphere. This atmosphere is charging with spiritual power. My existence in this world is just a point of divine light. I am a very tiny and shining point.